Welcome to Fire Drop Inn. The mistress will be with you shortly.
Why, hello. No need to introduce yourself, darling. I know exactly who you are. Your reputation precedes you. I've seen your face on a couple of wanted posters, yes. If you're here, you must have heard whisperings of this place from the underground resistance. Either that, or you have some special contacts who know their way around. I see. Glad to hear. Naroth is indeed an old friend of mine. How is he? It's a relief to hear he's doing well. Loves to get himself into trouble, that one. Come dry off by the fireplace. It's been raining on and off all day, and it looks like you got into a scuffle earlier. Are you hurt? I'll take a look at it for you in a bit.
Talia, can you bring us the medicine kit, please?
Coming!
Headhunters can definitely get on one's nerves. The ones around here are a crazy, obsessive lot. It's a good thing you managed to throw them off your trail. I'm Mistress Ruby, Sanguine Vampire of Crown County. But I'm sure you knew that before you decided to come to this inn to seek my protection. Yes, those stories of Crown Castle are about me, but I left that place about 150 years ago. It still stands, but it's certainly not what it used to be. I'm not into the business of throwing gatherings for the procurement of blood anymore. I leave that to the younger ones. Thank you, Talia. You're a sweetheart. This is an old remedy created by the Fae. Where are you hurt? That must be sore, but a generous application of this ointment will set you right. This stuff heals so well that you won't need any stitching, thankfully. Keep your arm still, dear. And now, just to wrap it up. There. Try to keep it elevated, for tonight and the next day at least. Of course. You can stay in this inn for as long as you see fit. Now, what was I saying before? Yes, blood. I have enough donors, and I don't need it much anymore. Although, if you wanted to volunteer later on, I wouldn't object. In all seriousness, you'll be safe here. Hmm? Oh. It's understandable, and by no means a sign of weakness whatsoever. Even veterans of the Resistance like you get tired of being chased down. Why would you think that? Why shouldn't you be allowed to rest? Obligation? Where is that line between fighting for what you believe in and becoming a slave to your own work, destroying yourself in the process? Only you can answer that, darling. Outlaws such as yourself are always welcome here. While I won't comment on the morals and ethics of the way you go about doing things, I must commend you on what you have achieved. I, myself, will always support the Resistance. Ever since the new masters took over these lands over a decade ago, the corruption has just gotten worse. They sit up there in their floating glass towers while the common folk suffer. Well, sweetheart, we are not victims of our circumstances. That's because there's often something that can be done, and we're doing it. Not everybody is as gutsy and as courageous as you are, but you have inspired many. Especially the young ones. That's not something you need to be concerned about. But yes, there are protections all around this place. I had a master warlock put up a number of wards to keep out the undesirables. You also have me on your side. Remember that. After all, there aren't many beings out there who can take on an undead creature with superhuman strength. This inn is a place of refuge, and it has never failed anybody. No, the opposing forces don't know it's here. A little secret. A memory-wiping spell goes a long way. They don't know anything about this inn. Not right now, anyway. Difficult to create successful and lasting casts, yes. But I've had a lot of time to practice. They have their methods, and we have ours. The only issue is that we're outnumbered. Naturally, once you leave this inn, you'll have to watch your own back. Although, depending on your needs, I might be able to give you some tools or weapons to help you along, if you tell me what you're after. Easy. I'm sure that can be managed. I have many connections, and some drop by on the regular. Whiskey? This will be special. I guarantee it. It's Firedrop Inn's own whiskey. Homemade by yours truly. Here. If the fire hasn't warmed you up already, this will. And to think that I never liked alcohol when I was younger. What about you? Any favorite drinks? Ah, Riesling. We have some of that too that you can try later. Are you hungry? No? There's always hot soup and fresh bread when you want it. Ah, yes, payment. We don't have to talk about that now. You can decide on how much you want to pay me on the day you leave. The coin just goes back into funding the inn and paying for intel and resources. Of course, you're tired. We can continue our conversation tomorrow when you've rested. I'll show you to your room. You'll be able to wash up in there. Here we are. I'm glad you like it. If there's anything else you need, don't hesitate to call out.